This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're back with Alec Baldwin. What kind of father are you?
Well, I think I'm like a lot of men. I know I'm kind of a slave to my daughter whenever my daughter's around.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, I mean, when my daughter's around, I just...
She owns you.
Yeah, I mean, I just do it.
This is a funny tape now to hear.
The deal I have with her, we'll go to the store. I mean, I joke with her. I say, we'll go to the store and she'll want to go buy things. And she's not greedy. You know, she's not gluttonous in any way. She's a very reasonable kid. She's a great person. But we'll go to the store and I'll say to her, you can have whatever you can carry out of here. If you can carry it out of here, you can have it. You know, the clothes, all the clothes you can carry out.
That's a byproduct of being a divorced father, an absentee father.
Potentially, yeah. I mean, but I've tried to steer away from that, where the things we do are not all, you know, what they call the Disney dad syndrome, where everything is about fun and games and activities and things that are, not the quotidian chores of the day. I mean, you know, I want to do her homework with her, and I want to do her, I want real life with her.
When the time comes for me to make the phone call, I stop whatever I'm doing, and I go when I make that phone call.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you little pig. He likes to talk about himself.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
Where's the thing where he says you little pig? We already take that out.
We have two of them.
Is that how fast we forget?
Alec Baldwin.
What?
I left one on the machine.
Hold on. What?
I left one on the machine.
Thank
number
you.
17.
Got you. 17. You say, hey, hey, Ma, this is Mr. Rhythm and Blue. There you go. Thank you, Robbie.
They know how to use their faces properly. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
629,000 results. And all this time, I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Uh-huh. Right, Marge? How about Bob Barker?
Our top winner in the showcase is gay.
Homo.
Hi, Bob. It's not going to be the same, incidentally, without Bob.
This is really annoying.
I don't know.
Okay, that's for the Sopranos.
Garotto.
I can't pee in public bathrooms.
That's from House. We got
Garotto language.
So many of these.
We do.
Oh, and here's a great Chuck Woolery tape from Love Connection.
Our next guest is originally from Danville, Illinois. He enjoys cold beer and hot music. Says that he and his mom don't see eye to eye on his love life. And he claims that his job has cost him several relationships. Please welcome Robert Faggot.
Right. Wow. That is a good one. Wow.
Yeah, sometimes we got a good weekend. A lot of stuff is picked up by old TiVo.
The TiVo.
Good old DVR.
TiVo machine.
Now, it was about this time, 1 week ago, that we had Rich Little on the show.
Right. Yes, we did, Don.
I know a lot of you out there listening, I saw our message board at donandmikewebsite.com. A lot of it was, who the F is Rich Little?
Right.
Boy, this guy sucks. What you don't know is that he was actually an outstanding, very timely booking, because he was the guy, as we were alluding to, that had been selected to head this White House Correspondents' Dinner, the thing that I'm sure you've seen the pictures. Sangina was there last night. All of these wannabe celebrities go
to
this
night. It's a night of Hollywood in Washington, D.C.
And it's supposed to be where you can bust balls on the president.
Right.
And make it almost like a roast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry I did that.
He got in trouble for saying something about Clinton while Hillary Clinton was sitting two people away from him on the dais.
Yeah, it's so funny. They want to poke fun at themselves, but they don't want to poke fun at themselves. They really want to make sure it's safe and sanitized. And now the current Correspondents Association, whoever the committee is, has taken that one step further to really sanitize the event by hiring this guy.
So they have this guy, Rich Little. We had him on the show last week back in the day. Like 40 years ago, he was the best impressionist in Hollywood.
That's true. And he really made his name by doing Johnny Carson.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, they decided that he's the choice because Stephen Colbert from The Daily Show last year was simply too controversial.
Right.
So they want to get someone safe. And Rich Little blows. He blew on our show last week.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to blow in these tapes you hear. But you have to at least give some of the blow blame to George Bush, because if there was ever a bad setup for a guy who's going to come out and tell jokes.
Without question, you cannot possibly stymie any comedian more than the president did.
Now, part of the deal is that every year that the president stands up, no matter who he is, and he reads jokes that have been written for him where he puts himself down.
Right.
Bush is not going to do any of that this year because of what just happened at Virginia Tech. Right. But he's still going to let Rich Little come out and blow dead bear.
And give him just a non-intro intro. It really, Rich Little, no matter who it was, I mean, you just, it's talk about a no-win situation. I mean, people are ready because the press on this guy being safe was they've given it to him all week long.
You could have brought out who's one of our a funny safe comedian,
Chris Rock.
I said funny safe,
yeah. Funny and safe comedians.
Jerry Seinfeld.
There you go.
You could have brought out.
Could have done that.
Jerry Seinfeld, and he would have problems getting laughs after this intro.
True. Okay,
so here's our president.
And I was looking forward to doing a little poking myself, but in light of this week's tragedy at Virginia Tech, I decided not to be funny. Many of the men and women in this room have spent this week reporting from Blacksburg, Virginia. You have interviewed grieving students and faculty members. You have spoken with the families who lost a child. You have brought home to millions of Americans the sense of sorrow and loss.
Now, in fairness to Rich Little, who I think we've said a thousand times sucks, he's standing in the wings.
He's on the dais.
He's waiting. Yeah, I mean, literally.
Sitting over there waiting to be introduced.
Yeah, right. Literally, he's next up. And this is his lead-in.
The warm-up.
That the Virginia Tech community is going through now. And I appreciate your work. At a memorial service on Tuesday, I told the university community that people all over this country are thinking about him, and many are praying for him. And so, really, this dinner comes at a good time. It's been a tough week for a lot of folks, particularly the folks at Virginia Tech. And so I'm not going to try to be the funny guy, but I have the opportunity to introduce one who will be.
I mean, if that, it's totally, you know, really.
So bad.
You want an advertisement.
You're utterly retarded.
That the humor has left Washington. I mean, it's official. Mm-hmm. They've tried to push it out of here before, but it has officially left the station.
Dumbass.
Not that it's not appropriate. You know, he went to the memorial service. Maybe at the end of the evening some remarks might be. This is, you know, the worst possible thing you can do to a comedian.
Now he's going to bring him out.
And so, thanks for the dinner. And it's now my honor to bring to this podium.
Sounds like he's leaving, doesn't it?
And good man, Rich Little.
Now that I've talked about the greatest shooting tragedy in American history, and incidentally, I'm going to use this as an out, not to poke fun at myself, but let me just say a few more times, Virginia Tech, dead people, Virginia Tech, dead people. Here he is, Rich Little.
Laugh it up. Wow. Now you're, but even, you know, I'm thinking even your edgy comedian who would respond to that setup, who would be thinking about that setup, it's still a no-win because you don't want to respond to that. I mean, you really don't want to respond.
Sorry. Robbie, are these things in order?
Yeah.
All right, so here is Rich Little after he comes out directly after that great intro from our president.
Thank you, Mr. Feel the energy.
See what?
See if you can feel the energy in the room. Because it's pretty palpable.
Thank you, Mr. President. I can't wait to get home and add you to my resume as being an opening act.
Okay, I'll give him credit. That's remotely funny. He's at least trying to poke some.
Remotely with a capital R.
Yeah, like in Siberia funny.
Do you think he was going to say that no matter what? Yeah. Probably.
Probably.
I think it's pretty much all rehearsed.
It was written down for him, yes. As you can tell, it killed.
They're ready for him. The audience is really warmed up.
I want to warn you, the rest of the act isn't that funny.
I am delighted to be here this evening, and my wife is with me, too. And this is a great honor to be back doing this dinner once again. I did it in 1984, and they said to me, the committee...
What are they applauding for, the year?
84.
There are people that are dying, always people that are dying to be entertained in an audience that are going to clap for anything.
Reagan fans.
In 84, Rich, if you do a good job, we will have you back.
You poor bastard.
Of course, I had to wait until everybody died. But that's okay. I want to tell you right off the top.
I want to tell you.
That I am not a political satirist. I'm not up here tonight to make any point politically. Believe me.
And now he's doing a really good job himself of setting you up for a night of yucks.
Yeah, I mean, he's coming out and saying, hey, you're absolutely right. If you wanted somebody safe that is not going to say anything about anyone, mm-hmm. you got the right guy.
I'm an impersonator, basically. Do a lot of impressions of people, and some of them are politicians. You know, I'm a nightclub entertainer that tells a lot of dumb, silly, stupid jokes, you know? And I'm just here tonight to try and make enough money to get my relatives out of Canada.
I like watching your reaction.
Just hear
I really like watching your reaction.
The people going, bar service, please? Waiter.
And you know what? I can't hear him without, really, you know how people tell me everybody sounds the same? When I'm listening to Rich Little, I feel like I'm listening to Reagan all the time.
Your Rich Little is very, well, first off, he does sound
because
like Reagan.
Because Reagan and Rich Little sound the same.
Your Rich Little is a killer Rich Little.
Well, I'm going up to Canada, but everything he says sounds kind of like that. Sure. It's just, here's the impression I get when I think of Rich. I think of just ultra conservative. You know, just so safe, so, you know, don't even say anything. And that's not really what comedy's all about.
Here's more of his opening salvo.
Speaking of Canada,
Did he just say A like it was a joke?
Right. He said A like Canada A, you know, like A, like Bob and Doug McKenzie. But he said it like, speaking of Canada, A.
All in the timing.
Did you hear what John McCain said about Canada the other day?
Well, this is his opening line.
Well, I like Canadians. I like Canada. I think they're good people. The only thing that I don't particularly like about Canadians is the way some of them come down across our borders and take jobs away from our Mexicans.
Do we have the hunting joke?
We got them all.
The hunting joke is, I didn't see it all, but I saw the hunting joke.
We have to break for someone more important. Huh?
How can that be?
Is it another of my favorite comedians coming on the show?
No, it is not. Listen, I'll take the bullet for the next person, okay?
Okay.
Coming on. An idol of mine.
Really?
An idol of mine.
Okay.
For two big reasons. Oh. Two major league reasons that I'm excited we're going to break away from my Rich Little coverage to talk to someone else.
All right. I mean, we're not going to give any indication of who this person is. Mm-mm. It's another surprise guest. Usually if they're really big, we tell you who they are. I ask our audience to use their imagination. Right,
Mike,
now.
I am not exaggerating when I say I would have TF'd her back in the day. I'd TF her today.
Bigger than Rich Little? Bigger T's?
Oh, yes, of course.
And but a bigger star?
Yeah, immeasurably so. Of course, you know, Carrot Top is a bigger star than Rich Little.
This is true.
Anyway, spotlight on our celebrity hotline when we come right back. Okay?
Fantastic.
At least you're off the hook. You don't have to be nice to Rich Little.
That's fine.
And I think with the next person who's going to be on our celebrity hotline, you'll actually dig her. You'll find yourself saying, she's no Rich Little.
Well, what a setup that is. Thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah. And before she comes on, I'd just like to say Virginia Tech.
Yes, just to set the room upright. That's the way to do it.
Let's take a moment and think about Virginia Tech before we bring a really hot actress from yesteryear on the show.
Hot from yesteryear.
Hot from yesteryear.
And you said you'd still...
Goddamn right I would. You are goddamn right. You give me a can of whipped cream and this lady... I'm happy for 10 minutes.
Might need two cans.
Yeah, you might. At this point, you might need two cans.
Well, see, that, now you've whetted my appetite.
That's right.
I'm excited. I'm excited about it.
Okay, we got to hit this. We'll talk to her. We'll be right
back. Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.